This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this episode, Connections. A few years ago, we had dinner at the Fish House Restaurant in Stanley Park, Vancouver, BC. Our fellow diners were folks we had met over the internet via these very podcasts, Charlie and Elaine Averill and their friend Phyllis. Charlie and Elaine live in Knoxville, Indiana. They are retired. Phyllis lives in Corvallis, Oregon, and is also retired, although she still works whenever she can. She was an accountant and loved her job. She is now in her 80s and not asked to work on a regular basis. Charlie wore a blue shirt with a small logo printed on the front, S-O-A-R, in capital letters, which stands for Steelworkers Organization of Active Retirees. He writes a monthly newsletter, soon to become bi-monthly. He was in Vancouver to speak at a conference of retired Canadian members. Charlie knows about retirement. He knows about problems the common person faces when they retire. He not only writes the newsletters for other retired members of his union, but he answers their questions about whatever may be bothering them. We talked mainly about insurance questions. People have a hard time figuring out our health insurance issues. There are many different circumstances that dictate what action may be taken to deal with various problems. Government programs that affect individual insurance seem to be introduced over time and with enough cloud cover that it takes more than a little effort to understand. I suppose this is so Democrats as well as Republicans can vote for them without alienating their voters. Charlie has devoted his retirement to helping others understand and deal with retirement. He travels to Washington, D.C. to lobby concerning retirement issues. He also travels to conventions connected to his union and tries to stay abreast of the latest concerns. His commitment is inspirational. He also gardens, watches one movie every day, and drinks coffee. Now, I like to think we are coffee connoisseurs, so to speak. Then he asked me if we roasted our own beans. I had never considered such an action, or even the question. Then he told me of going to his basement each day and roasting just enough beans for the day's coffee. He roasts them in a popcorn popper. He said he even posted a video to YouTube illustrating the process. I watched it later that evening. It was good. Charlie and Elaine live out in the country, 9 miles from a small town. She quilts, loves to cook and read. They have made a seemingly comfortable and enjoyment retirement in the middle of Indiana, the heartland of America. Our lives were filled with people coming and going. We meet them, have an interaction, and then never see them again. We move one direction, they move another. This is likely to be the fate of many of our relationships. Recently, two former students of mine, 40-odd years ago, contacted me via Facebook. They were excellent students and have gone on to make their mark in society. One a cartoonist, an editorialist with a newspaper, and the other a classical music composer living in Manhattan. They're brothers. It is such a pleasure to know that we might get reacquainted and share a bit in our lives through stories of the past, and hopefully experiences that lie just in the future. Joining and participating in this social network may be a bit daunting at first, but it can certainly result in enriching our lives right from our desk chair. Then some time ago, the Northwest Classical Guitar Festival was held in my hometown. My present teacher from Vancouver stayed with us for 3 days. It was such a treat. She even gave me a free music lesson while here. Another guitarist that I met 25 years ago also stayed at our place. It was fun to get reacquainted with him. We even managed to put together a quick dinner one evening between two performances that included 7 of us, 4 of which we'd never met. We have never had a more laughable, loud, enjoyable gathering around our table. Energy was high, the food was great, and enjoyment was the rule. Hard to beat an enthusiastic dinner with old friends and new acquaintances. Life continues to offer us new experiences. They come if we are willing to take a bit of a risk and accept them. I do recall being a bit apprehensive about the busy past week events before they occurred. It's much safer to just keep life on an even keel. New ventures require new efforts and thoughts. We worry about the details. We worry about things that may go wrong. Sleep is tormented by meandering thoughts that race and then linger in our mind. Much easier to just pull in the reins and keep life smooth, easy, and predictable. A choice must be made. As I get older, I can better understand this position of risking less. Life can be pretty good sitting in an easy chair and keeping the door locked. Perhaps that is a position we are all very likely to assume in later life. But for the moment, time to step out while we still can. This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry.